I've been called an oxymoron because I question which drugs a war's on. Why are there more drug stores than liquor stores you can score on? The healers have become the harmers. They're just pharmaceutical farmers. What we used to call dealers, we now call doctors. I might be a seedy cynic, 'cause that crack house is now a clinic. It's time they change the name of the yell to the hypocritic or the parasitic. It isn't Adderall druistic by over-prescribing. How can we fight them in a suboxone ring? I'll throw a pro's accusation with a sub-ketamining. They'll say my fears are quite ludicrous. It should be out of vanishing. With every demo altercation, they'll have a good sound explanation. You're just the illustrated, 'cause we made your dick deflated.
Should be used as directed. You should call your doctor if you experience pubic hair growth on your face or neck. In rare cases, oxymoronic has been known to cause patients to regain unconsciousness, take both sides of an argument, and polygamy. Other side effects may include a sexual attraction to windows, eyeball growth, trash can envy, tongue expansion, considering yourself the most interesting person in the room, spinal retraction, subtle driving, a frowny smile, pigeon coupon collecting, and playing basketball. In more severe cases, some patients have experienced sharding as a daily ritual, obsession with average results, liking people you never did before, clown fighting, and growth of extra holes. Ask your doctor about oxymoronic today.
Procrastinate. We're professionals. Can't think done. time. Why can't we ever be on time? Why can't we ever be on? Why can't we ever be on time? Why can't we ever be on? Why can't we ever be on? Why can't we ever be on? Why can't we ever be on time?
Such a bitch. Ripperhead, Tears as Lube. Also two tracks from Personality Crisis with Empty Sky and Creatures for a While. And then two tracks from NoFX, Going Back into the Vault with S&M Airlines, Professional Crastination. And then a brand new one from their new album, First Ditch Effort. You can find that however you like to get your music. The track's called Oxymoronic. If you get a chance, check out the video because they are making fun of all those prescription pill ads that you see on TV, even in the magazines. But you know the ones I'm talking about, usually for like antidepressants. You know, I'm not going to name any brand names, not going to give them free advertising. But if you want to make your hoo-hoo stiff, you know, there's a long list of side effects. So you'll have a great sex life, but you could have a heart attack, stroke, get diabetes, just spontaneously combust, and you might have suicidal thoughts. You know, so on, etc. Yeah, it's a pretty funny video. You're listening to Punk in Droplet, by the way. And I'm Allison Chains. The show is actually named after a NoFX album. Just thought I would bring that up. That's how much I love this band. And they are going on tour for their CD. I thought a couple months ago I was looking into it that they're going on a book tour. So I don't know if this is the same thing or they just decided to ditch that book tour in Canada and just actually promote their album, First Ditch Effort. But they will be touring this country November-ish is when they arrive in Canada and do their thing. So if you like them, keep your eyes peeled for if they're playing near you because they're always so much fun to watch. Also, Halloween is coming up. My show is going to air on Halloween, so I'm trying to make an awesome playlist. So if there's something you want to hear for my Halloween spooktacular show, which actually falls on Halloween, how awesome is that? You can go to my website, Punk in Droplet, on Facebook. Leave a comment there. Leave a suggestion for what crazy, scary song or, you know, anything kind of Halloween related that I should play.